This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, I'll talk with William Taubman about a new biography of Nikita Khrushchev. First, rock critic Ken Tucker has some recommendations for summer listening, starting with the band The Time. Come here. I got real bored on a Friday night. I couldn't find a damn thing to do. So I pulled out a suit about the same color as my BMW. I drove to the party and I stepped on in just to see what I could see. Everybody knew what I was looking for. I was looking for some company. That's right. Check out. Checking everything in sight. And you know that. Talking about. Check out. I got the cash. I got the ride. Oh no. Got to make some love tonight. And you know I got the look.
There are a bunch of very different new releases around just now that make, I think, for good summer listening. The season's best party record, for example, is probably Pandemonium by The Time. You may remember The Time from Prince's movie Purple Rain, in which The Time's lead singer, Morris Day, stole the film as a sleazy but sweet hustler. Pandemonium is The Time's first album in 6 years, and during that period, two of its members, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, became the most successful record producers of the 80s, working with Janet Jackson, New Edition, and Johnny Gill, among others. Pandemonium is wildly uneven, but it's also a lot of fun. And on No Cut is the fun more explosively funky than on My Summertime Thing. That song gets my vote for the pop anthem of the summer, and later this season you'll be able to see The Time in Prince's new movie, Graffiti Bridge. The summer's surprise hit thus far is the debut album by Mariah Carey, which made the top 20 only a few weeks after its release. Carey is an operatically trained white singer in her 20s whose pop stylistic models are black vocalists like Aretha Franklin, Roberta Flack, and Minnie Riperton. Carey has one of those big, emotional voices, and like her heroes, she can be melodramatic and self-indulgent. Still, there's no denying her talent on a song such as Vanishing. I was so enraptured. No sensibility to open my eyes. I'm misunderstood. Now you're fading faster. It's suddenly hard to see. You're taking the light, letting the shadows inside swiftly. You're vanishing, drifting away. You're vanishing. Oh. Drifting away. Oh, reaching out into the distance. The summer is also a good time to get reacquainted with some familiar acts. Lots of bands from the 60s and 70s are putting out pathetic new records. I'll give you three examples: Crosby, Stills, and Nash. But one veteran group, the Allman Brothers Band, has made a thoroughly respectable comeback with their new one called Seven Turns. The Allmans were decimated by the death of guitarist Dwayne Allman in 1971, but they've managed to revitalize their trademark sound without ripping off their own best music. We'll be right back. Another veteran act, Bonnie Raitt, is at the height of her popularity this summer with more than 2 million copies sold of her last album, Nick of Time. Warner Brothers, her label for the 9 albums that preceded that one, has put out a 20-cut CD called the Bonnie Raitt Collection that does a pretty good job of surveying this great blues rocker's career. Fans will complain about certain omissions. This fan, for example, wants to know, where's You Got to Know How? Where's River of Tears? But if you're one of Bonnie Raitt's new fans, there's no better way to catch up with her work than by spending your summer listening to cuts like this one, Give It Up or Let Me Go, from 1972.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.